Yes, from outside it might look like that might be the eventuality to the events that are now happening or taking place. But when you look deeply into the mode of thought of the principles involved in this conflict, you'll see that it is unlikely that they will let the government collapse. On the one hand, of course, you have Raila Odinga, who probably would have been persuaded to bring down the government if he was sure that he would win the elections that would follow. As it is, his party is already divided, and the fact that he did not offer himself to resign after the current conflict and his invitation of Kofi Annan to come and help resolve the conflict is an indication that he is not eager to bring down this government or face fresh elections because he is not sure that he will win them. Then on the other hand, you have the president himself, who is unlikely to want to bring to an end his term, which has 3 years to go, because he doesn't believe in anything. I think if there is anything he believes in is being able to complete his term and serve his own interests. He does not operate by political principles or philosophy or anything like that. So in him you do not find a man who will say, since the nation seems to be uncomfortable with my government, I'm going to dissolve parliament and call for fresh elections so that I can get a fresh mandate. Here, as long as he can survive the storm, he will be happy to. And right now, he is stronger than he has ever been because once the ODM party has split and one faction has joined forces with him, he has absolutely no reason whatsoever to want to end this government prematurely when he is in the strongest possible position in this coalition government.
The ODM cabinet ministers have threatened not to participate in any cabinet meetings before this row is resolved. What does this mean, and how would Kenyans react to such drastic measure taken by the ODM?
Of course, the ODM is upping the ante in the struggle for supremacy, which is also a struggle for resources through corruption. But I don't see them winning because, as I said before, the ODM does not stand as one party anymore. It is split. And the faction that is led by William Ruto is on the side of the president, who is also, and so if you have any group of ministers that boycotting the cabinet, this will be the group of ministers that is allied to Raila Odinga, which is actually a minority group. It is for the reason of this group being in the minority that ODM lost the struggle over the constitution at Naivasha, and this is why. And if they lost the struggle for the constitution at Naivasha, it is unlikely that this group has, is likely to win the current struggle because their numbers have not improved. As for the public, I think that the public would rather, the current stability is maintained rather than disrupted because they don't identify with the infighting in government. Which they clearly and well understand to be a struggle within the elites. And they know when the elephants fight, it is the grass that suffers. So they would rather that the elephants stopped fighting rather than encourage them to fight, because they have been through fire once. They don't want to be through another fire so soon. And so they are less likely to cheer their leaders in their current struggle. Most the thing I hear from most people is that they would rather this conflict did not continue, because it is not a conflict over their own interests.
The ODM has said that they're going to oppose the draft constitution that is being put forward, and that could further create a possible constitutional crisis. How difficult will this make the situation currently?
Well, people, if the Raila wing of ODM opposes the draft of the constitution, the worst they can do is to bring about the defeat of the new constitution in the referendum. But as I said, I don't think that they enjoy the numbers anymore. The ODM has, as I said, is a split party, and whether the faction that has defected or that is not with Raila is a minority or a majority, combined with the PNU side, obviously, it forms a sort of a majority that will very easily defeat whatever machinations the Raila wing of ODM comes up with. So for the time being, despite the fact that Raila may have the moral upper ground, or may have the moral high ground in the sense that he is identifying himself more with the struggle against corruption. But in terms of political forces with which to fight for his cause, I think he is outmaneuvered. He is outnumbered, and unlikely to win this round of, the current battles. I think the best thing, if I were Raila, would be probably to take things easy, reorganize myself, survive to fight the struggle another day.
There are reports that when he comes back from his trip to Japan, he is possible to name a new agricultural minister to replace the embattled William Ruto. How complicated will this make this already tense situation?
Of course, I suppose that yes, he will probably do that. He might name some MP by the name Sirma to be the new agricultural minister. But the trouble is that that appointment may not be ratified by the president, might not be honored by the president, and the president might continue to recognize only William Ruto as the Minister for Agriculture. So there will once again be a stalemate. I don't know if Raila's appointee, without the approval of the president, will qualify to attend cabinet meetings. I think as the law stands now, I think it weighs more for the president than it does for Raila. And so Raila is likely to lose the struggle at the legal level. But what frightens me is the fact that all these disagreements, is an indication of an argument that some of us have made before, that having two centers of power in the same government is likely to introduce a conflict that is impossible to solve or even to end. And Kenya now finds itself in the center of exactly such a conflict, where you have two centers of power between Kibaki and Raila. They are not in agreement. They are even reminding us of the conflict that was in Congo many years ago between Prime Minister Patrice Lumumba and President Joseph Kasavubu, where they fought and set Congo afire. I think that what is happening in Kenya is a replica of what happened in Congo. So we had better be very careful, because the more these people continue to fight, the more they are likely to set this country afire. And I think Kenya has suffered enough. We have already seen one terrible conflict, or two terrible conflicts, both in Somalia and in Rwanda, countries that are our neighbors. And I think what they went through should be enough for everybody in this region. So I think that we should be forewarned about the dangers of having two centers of power. And everybody should do everything possible to try and discourage these people from going the road they are, if they are currently going. If I was asked for advice, I would say that this government needs to be dissolved now. I think it has outlived its usefulness, and it needs to be dissolved, a fresh election called, and Kenyans given an opportunity to elect another government that can work with one resolve and in unity, and a government that will be, everybody in it will be pulling in the same direction. Right now, this government is a failure. The more we continue propping it up, the greater we bring the country to a precipice and it likely fall into the abyss of chaos, anarchy, and incredible violence. So I think that we need to be very, very, very careful. This country should not be encouraged to go in the direction it is going right now.